Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board BIA quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, welcome.
How are you? Had
you
a good Easter?
Put on a pound over the Easter. Did you have much chocolate?
Only a tiny bit.
Did you get a few eggs?
One or two or three or four.
I remember when the children were small, we used to have the Easter egg hunt in the garden.
It was ludicrous. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great fun. Great crack.
And you know, the twins still love that. See, I know they're 12 now, but they still love it. So we did have
confirmation.
That. Yes. You're right.
See, I know things.
You are on the one.
I know stuff. So you have a double confirmation.
Yeah, double the Conor and Lucia.
Golly. Well, obviously.
Yeah,
but that's a big deal in
I know, of course it is.
A major event.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great, so it is. And you know, Easter, you know, with the Easter egg, like, they're great wee traditions. So they are. Halloween, at Lent, we used to collect sweets, me and my twin, and keep them in a box and then see Easter Sunday. Oh, my God. You were gluttony.
Of course. It was
unbelievable.
But look at it. You know what I mean? Like, people, you hear people giving out about everything. Like, for heaven's sake, it's a bit of innocent fun.
Enjoy it.
One day, absolutely.
That's it.
And if you get sick, you get sick.
Yeah, that's it.
And you'll be grand tomorrow.
You're right.
You think about the state of the world and people whinging about people eating chocolate. Anyway, what have you got for me?
Vegetarian.
Today? Oh, well, that's the end of that conversation. Vegetarian.
Well, right. I tell we've done a lot of interest in brunch, chicken,
we have lamb.
And I said, let's mix it up. And,
vegetarian. You know. I'm always impressed by people who can stick to it, for whom a vegetarian diet is the way.
Oh, that's it.
I think that's true. I don't personally, but I think it's very impressive that people, because there wasn't always choice, and
no.
Now it's obviously.
It's definitely got a way better in restaurants and if you're going out for food and all that, because, you know, obviously more and more people have embraced spices and different, like, we're going to talk about a lot of different ingredients here, like the first recipe is the sweet potato and courgette fritters, like, you know, combination, they're tasty.
Yeah.
And you could put in, if you wanted it non-vegetarian, you could put in some cooked chicken, you could put in a little bit of cooked bacon.
Sure. But anyway, you're going vegetarian.
It's tasty
today.
Yeah, we're going to use sweet potatoes first of all.
Right.
And you're going to grate them with courgette. So grate, you know, like grating cheese, that's exactly.
Yeah.
Into a bowl. You're going to mix some spring onions. This is optional, but spring onions work. I think it works really well. If you don't like spring onions, what I would recommend, it's not in your recipe, but a tablespoon of fresh basil pesto, which would be beautiful.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, beautiful. It would be. Very flavoursome.
Two large eggs, 4 tablespoons of milk or buttermilk to mix that all together, and then we're going to lighten this with some corn flour. So 2 ounces of corn flour and a little bit of corn flour and self-raisin flour to get it lovely and light.
Okay.
So you're going to mix this all together. The oven is 110 degrees, so it's not too hot of an oven, to be honest with you. And then you just literally sieve in your flour and your corn flour together. Pinch of salt into that. You mix that all together. So that's your grated courgette, your grated sweet potato. Sweet potatoes, you peel them first of all with a potato peeler, and with the courgettes you're going to keep the skin on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're going to get a lovely green, that vibrant orange, and it's really tasty. Really tasty. The one thing about sweet potatoes, they don't have a high amount of starch, so to stick it together you do need the flour. So
you need it, okay.
Okay. Right. So you mix that all together. So how do we get a fritter? We actually shape it, like, get a big kind of a tablespoon, or shape it in your hand, like a snowball. That's the word.
Oh, right, okay.
And shape that and kind of press that down. You can shallow fry it, and then for a minute or two in a non-stick pan, and then into the oven for about maybe 5-10 minutes. That's
okay.
All it'll take. With this, I'm just serving this just with a little bit of salad on the side and a little bit of yogurt, and you can mix in some yogurt with a little bit of spice if you want, a sweet chili sauce, a little bit of lime, some fresh basil, but I think a salad is lovely. So about, probably it says mix 12 fritters. I think you need a minimum of 4 to 6 if it's a starter, definitely
to make it substantial.
Four small ones I think is perfect with this. Do you know what I didn't put into the recipe, and you could put into this, I'm just thinking out loud, some feta cheese, crumble that in. It's salty, it's gorgeous. We spoke about it many times in your show, and it works really well with
that's
this.
Lovely. That's lovely. Sweet
could.
Potato and fritters. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's just a wee bit different, and you could do this as a brunch. We were talking about brunch there a few weeks ago, breakfast, and serve that with a poached egg or a fried egg. It'd be gorgeous.
You see, it's very hard when you are not a vegetarian, and you're thinking about this, oh, you have to put a bit of chicken into this.
I know.
It's very hard to imagine that this would fill you, and yet it won't.
That's a very good point. And you know, you've said something there. These fritters would be lovely, just done on their own, and then with grilled breast chicken or a piece of fish. So that'd work really well.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, like, there is vegetarians who are pescatarians who love fish. You know, like, we have a vegetarian nine-course taste menu in the restaurant. Oh, absolutely, we offer that. And we offer a vegan menu too.
Right.
But beef is still number one, and fish, to be truthful. You know, it's still a big part of our diet
of
here,
course,
to be truthful.
Okay, that's a vegetarian. What's the other thing?
So we're going to roasted vegetables, which I love. I love Mediterranean vegetables, and we're thinking of the lovely sunny weather and all
that's
that.
Right.
But the lovely
that's
vegetables,
right.
Peppers, yellow, red peppers, courgettes, aubergine, red onion. Mm. Mix that all together with some olive oil, a little bit of chopped basil, a little bit of chilli, Marty. I know you're not a huge fan of too much spice.
I do like it. But if it's too much,
I
it overpowers.
I agree.
And then, sure.
Yeah, you can't taste anything
else. But you've gone to all this trouble and suddenly it's...
You made a good point there, because if you over-season or over-spice,
like
you can't take it out.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you're right. It's in there.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. So mix that all together, roast that off. It's quite a hot oven now. 230 is really, really hot. What you could do, Marty, you're going to kill me now.
Right.
The air fryer is fantastic for roasting
vegetables.
I don't
have one. Okay. Sorry about that.
But some of your listeners might.
Yeah, but the other listener may have one.
The other listener may have one.
But should we get one?
I think, listen, I have one. Do I use it every day? I'm starting to use it a lot more, which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's a great job on bacon and roasted vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, and different things like that. But Amela seems to like it quite a bit, so...
Don't send me one now. I'll have to declare it. Not you. The other listener.
I have one. Marty doesn't. What's your home address, Marty?
He's sitting upstairs.
I know.
In reception, and everybody running away.
I love it. Roasting them in the oven, 230, which is really, really a hot oven, and they'll take about 30 minutes. And cut the vegetable chunky, not small bits.
You're a great man for that.
I want to get a nice big chunk of vegetable.
Yes, yeah.
I'm particularly picking the yellow and the red peppers, because they're nice and sweet.
Yes, they are.
So you mix that all together. Now let's talk about our couscous. Couscous can be very bland and unexciting. So toast it off in a dry pan. Boil up some stock, and we're using some vegetable stock. Into that, we're going to put in some chopped garlic. Into that, give it a little bit of flavour. The juice and zest of half a lemon. And you mix that, you pour that over your toasted couscous. Put a cling film on the bowl and just let that kind of puff up. Mix it with a fork. That's your couscous done. You can put in some pesto. Remember we spoke about the last recipe, basil pesto, sun-dried tomato. You can mix that up so you can. Serve that with your roasted vegetable and then crumble some lovely feta cheese. So that's where the creamy and salt
is. Oh, that sounds lovely, yeah.
Goat's cheese, Arzal is a lovely Cork cheese, which would be beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Just tasty, and the couscous, I mean, are you a fan of couscous? Do you like
it? That's all right. It's not very exciting, is it?
Well, you got to jazz it up, I agree with you.
Do you know what I mean?
You're right. You got to get flavour.
If you have a bowl of couscous, or...
a bowl of buttery mash.
Or a tin of Pringles. No, if you have a bowl of couscous or mash, I go for the mash every time.
Would you?
Yeah.
I know.
Because, it's probably your upbringing. The lump of butter is put into it and away you go. Because when mashed potatoes are made in my house, I would go to the pot and I would get a fork and I'd
brilliant. I love that.
You know, can't help it. It's just a gorgeous thing. No, couscous is fine.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine. That's not for me.
I can't feel the love for this couscous.
No, it's lovely. It's lovely. Don't put a bit of feta in. I'm feeling
the feta.
Yeah, there's a bit more going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the roasted Mediterranean vegetables with couscous and feta. And before that, vegetarian. That's lovely.
Oh, you're a gas man.
Oh, no, that's lovely. But I love the Mediterranean. I mean, again, we're talking about the Mediterranean diet. Look what you've put in there.
I know.
Your peppers and your aubergine and your onion.
Your garlic, your olive oil.
Look what's in there.
Fantastic.
You know, and it's why they all... look so well and
that's true.
It's the sun too, of course, but they look healthy and lovely into their dotage. God bless them.
Now, have you got a couscous?
I don't have any songs about couscous, thank God. something Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Because we're thinking, you know, here we are, if you think about it, on the 5th of April, I'm thinking about, as you say, the colours and the summer and all that stuff. So something of the Mediterranean.
Something from Mamma Mia. I'm thinking of the Mediterranean,
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah. God, you're a gas man for ABBA.
I know.
Mamma Mia, something from, yeah.
Well, I remember bringing my mum over to London to that show when she was alive, and it was one of the best experiences of her life. It was such fun. And when the TV came out, or when the show, the film came out, watching and thinking, how much enjoyment enjoyment, me mum watching that.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, and it's great,
it's great
fun.
Oh, it's great. Just and yeah, totally sidetracking from Mediterranean food.
Greek.
Yeah, it is.
But I remember, well, feta is feta.
Yeah, you're
Greek.
A good man. Thank you, Marty.
Linkage.
There we go.
The feta is Greek, and therefore we
have fire.
We can have ABBA because that's the link.
Thank you.
No flies on us. Safe home. And a reminder again, RTE, Lyric FM, the purple one. And that's where you'll find Nevin's Recipes, Marty in the Morning. And that's where they are. And a bit of ABBA. Safe home, my friend.
Thank you. See
God
you
pleasure.
Soon.
See you
next week.
In my dreams.
No more couscous. In my notes.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Be a Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Be a Quality standards, verified at every stage.